producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
There's an old saying, mama didn't raise no fool. And again, I'm no rocket scientist, to use another cliche, but the old defaults put people on hospital ships or make them self-quarantine in isolation after they treated Ebola patients in Africa or wherever the disease is, and then you can come back. What are these doctors doing coming back? What are they doing bringing people that have Ebola back here? And what's this guy doing? Remember 12 Monkeys, where the guy that works in bio weapon research ends up going and infecting everybody on purpose? This guy came from an African country. He has a fever. He's a medical doctor. And then he's going to bowling alleys, he's going to restaurants, subways, and taxis. I guess he's just incompetent, too. That's right. Obama's incompetent bringing all these people in. Everything's fine. Everything's wonderful. No, it's not, boys and girls. Remember Dr. Eric Pianca at UT saying the head of the biology department, he can't wait till the airborne Ebola comes? This Ebola is starting to spread fast. The Army says it basically is airborne when it's cold weather. And Obama says this is a dry run for a later, deadlier airborne disease, close quote. Let's go back to Reverend Bruce in New York, then to Patty, Brent, and others. Go ahead, Reverend. What was your other point?
What I don't understand, and I'm looking at the doctor and the other nurses that are running around knowing that they're working with Ebola, I'm wondering if it starts to do something with the brain. If you have a fiancé, a living fiancé, girlfriend that you're supposed to love, you know you're leaving a country that you have directly treated Ebola patients, why didn't you put your girlfriend on alert, tell her, leave the apartment, go live with family and friends until I am quarantined for 21 days or more. He let the girlfriend stay there. He let the friends come by. And 12 hours, less than 12 hours, he's on the train. The trains in New York are crazy. He was on the A line, the L line, the number one line.
Oh, yeah.
Train system. Okay?
Well, you know what I'm getting at. You're saying you think Ebola affected his brain. I don't know. I saw a movie called 12 Monkeys. I'm starting to think a little something else.
What? You don't think they're going crazy? I mean, you're a doctor.
Oh, he's crazy, I think. I think he might have been crazy before the Ebola.
Something is wrong. Why would you go on the train? The news report.
There's a eugenicist that says there's too many black people in Africa running the Ebola operation. Think something might be wrong there?
The news media made us believe in New York that you could take the train the next day. It's not going to be any problem. He had 103 temperature a few hours after he took that train to go to where the bowling alley. They told us on the news, well, we're going to take the train. I ride the A train, and I'm going to still take the train. Well, my daughter and I ride the A train, one black man said, newscaster, and I'm going to take me and my daughter on the train as well. I think these people are crazy.
Well, in America, acting like you're dumb and don't care and believe the government is the trendy thing to do. Oh, boy, I appreciate your call. Great points. Man, I tell you, my parents were planning a four-day trip to New York. They like to go up there for a few years, see the museums, eat in the restaurants. Great city overall, other than the socialists that run it. I like New York, I'll be honest with you. I think it's really interesting. I don't like parts of it, the garbage on the street and things and the rats running around. But I'm going to tell my parents, I don't think they should be going to New York. Because it was one thing a few weeks ago to go to Dallas when we weren't sure they were trying to spread it, but now we know. Now we know they're trying to spread it. And as soon as it gets cold, it goes airborne. In fact, that should be the headline. Kit Daniels already wrote an article on Monday that got no attention. That was so incredibly important. And the Army report saying that once it gets down to 45 degrees or lower, it becomes airborne. And no one cares. Maybe we should just republish it with a new headline. Ebola to go airborne once temperature drops. Army. I mean, that's it. That's it. We're going to come back. I'm going to get Tosh Plumlee on about 15 after. We're going to get Patty, Brent, Ray Eddy on first, then Tosh Plumley. We're going to come back from break, but pray for sanity right now. This is their false flag. They're behind it. There's no doubt.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
In the near future.
When you realize how fake it all is, the football, the basketball.
Alert. Security. Alert. This is Homeland Security. Analysis. InfoWars building independent media operations.
Let the worst people get controlled and tell us that we are the ones responsible.
Crime Directive. Discredit Alex Jones.
Jones is the wildly popular conspiracy theorist.
It's a popular conspiracy theory talk show called InfoWars.
Alex Jones is now in an Austin jail.
These people are assaulting.
Targeting of patriots engaged.
They are never going to stop. They're never going to deviate from their program until we stop them.
Block free iPhone app at InfoWars.com. Block free podcast and video feed. Imperative. Destroy Prison Planet TV.
You got to set your eye on the enemy, not worry about what propaganda they put out. Intellectually, it's begun. You can feel it.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Well, one of the most famous CIA contractors of all time. He's in the Iran-Contra hearings, you name it. Tosh Plumley, joining us via video Skype, is going to be with us coming up in about 10 minutes. I'm going to finish up with calls on the Ebola front. We have this doctor, Dr. Craig Spencer, 33, part of Doctors Without Borders, a known CIA front, over in Africa treating Ebola patients. He comes back, doesn't self-quarantine, gets sick, and then goes to bowling alleys, restaurants, the packed A-train subway, and cabs. This is a medical doctor. We have the NBC medical correspondent running around restaurants. But he's a hero, folks. Really? Previously, you would stay in the country we treated Ebola patients for not 21 days, for 30, self-quarantining in a hotel room or house. Then you'd get on a plane and come back. Not now. The place to self-quarantine, because Governor Cuomo and others say he's self-quarantined, is a New York rush hour train, a bowling alley, and a restaurant. And an airport. Forgot that part. 2 + 2 does not equal 10,000, like they're saying. This is getting crazy. We have medical doctors on record and off record and a Border Patrol saying they are secretly disappearing people with Ebola. Our story is top story on drudgereport.com. We have it red-linked, a super article with all three of our articles on this together. Doctor, feds disappearing suspected Ebola patients across U.S. Scientist, Ebola can spread by air in cold weather. Bombshell, that needs 50 million readers, not a couple hundred thousand. We can go see who read it. We need to get attention on this right now. I'm going to get Tosh Plumlee's take on this. We're going to get into Benghazi, Gary Webb, who he, of course, talked to and who I knew as well, and so much more. And Tosh Plumlee has some intel. I don't know if he's going to talk about it here today. It's just incredible. And so we'll let him do the talking. He'll be with us for the rest of the hour, a little bit into the next if he wants to. And then Dr. Francis Boyle, who wrote the U.S. Biological Weapons Treaty, he's very famous in those ranks. He says this is a bioweapon. And South Africa produced it as a race-specific bioweapon and made it airborne. That was on the BBC in 1994. We aired the clip this week. So understand, folks, this could be something big because they're doing everything they can to let it spread. Now I'm going to move quickly through 4 or 5 of your calls, then go to break and back and come back with Tosh Plumlee. Let's go to Patty in Texas. Thanks for calling. You're listening on 90.1 FM in Austin. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you.
I wanted to put something out there about the borders, and you're all over the place about why they're shutting down the borders, and I think I have at least maybe a partial answer for you. It has to do, if you look at the when this lab started back in Sierra Leone with the Gates Foundation, Tulane University, and U.S. Army Infectious Institute, if you look closely at those individuals and who all is behind the money on that, you can figure out why they're not shutting down the borders.
And the head of Southcom says that now they believe Ebola will come across the border. How is government not going to get in trouble burning down the house? That's the big question. Why are they so arrogant now?
Well, because I'll get to that, because the last key on that lab has to do with George Soros. If you ask the question, why did they put that lab in Sierra Leone? And the very first thing you have to come up with is they did the human trials because they're dealing with very poor and disenfranchised people that have no voice. That's not the final answer on it, Alex. The reason that they put that lab there has to do with oil. The discovery of oil reserves offshore on all those countries around Sierra Leone and Liberia and Nigeria, there's a huge oil reserve that was discovered many years ago, but they did not announce the oil discovery and started drilling on it until...
Oh, I know that. That's exactly what Wayne Madsen, formerly the NSA, a major whistleblower, said on Tuesday here. You're absolutely right. Good to hear from you. Thank you. Ray in New York, you're on the air.
Hopefully it's not too late, is the comment that the gentleman who answered my congressman's office said to me yesterday. And what he was referring to was a letter that my congressman Scott Garrett and another congressman, David Bittner, sent out to Reid and Bonner saying, hey, we have to get Congress back together so we can discuss this Ebola thing. He's having 3 out of 4 phone calls into the Washington office on a daily basis for the past 3 weeks talking about Ebola. And the letter that they sent out and the comment that he made to me when he said, hopefully it's not too late, what he was referring to is he doesn't believe that they will convene again before the election. And his comment after he said that was, hopefully then it's not too late. So that's a little...
What do you make of a medical doctor who's been in an Ebola area, has a fever, and then starts driving around on the busy A-train subway? I mean, that sounds insane to me, unless you wanted to spread it. I'm just wondering here, because the media is saying he's such a hero. why didn't he stay in Africa until he knew he didn't have Ebola?
I agree. Absolutely blows my mind. And if you take a look, if you take a look at the pictures of him, you were intimating that there's possibly, you know, a little concern about his stability. And if you look at his pictures, he does look a little different, to put it mildly.
He looks like another self-satisfied trendy know-it-all.
Definitely. Definitely. And I believe that, again, with the dumbing down of America, you know, it can't happen to me syndrome. I can't have no Ebola. I can go through the...
Well, maybe that. Maybe he's just a super arrogant person. My point is, you're supposed to self-quarantine in the country after you've been with the patients in the super hot zone. You move out to the edge of it, wait at least 30 days, not 21. This is what they did before. Then you come back. Then you self-quarantine once you get here. But he didn't do that. Instead, he got a fever, just like this nurse in Dallas calls the CDC and goes, I've been treating the Ebola patient. I've got a fever. Can I fly? Of course, baby. Now, are we really buying this?
No. No, we're not. Also, don't forget, we just had in New Jersey land in Newark Airport Tuesday a woman who was taken off the plane believing to have Ebola and scattered off to a particular hospital. The hospital we don't know about, but we believe it's University Hospital because there was a lot of activity going around at the hospital at that time. But what happened to her? We haven't heard a thing about her since Tuesday.
That's the thing. We never hear about where these quarantine people go. And now we have medical doctors telling us they're being disappeared and naming the hospitals. And there's just zero coverage other than DrudgeReport.com and InfoWars.com. And I want to draw attention to this malfeasance, what clearly is becoming, you know, deliberate criminal neglect, so that they will put the things in place to stop it before it goes airborne when it gets cold. And that's what the Army says it does. U.S. Army, Ebola goes airborne once temperature drops. That's the headline. Everyone should get this article out to everyone they know, InfoWars.com. Thank you so much. Now, what I'm going to do is finish up with three more calls, go to break, come back with Tosh Plumlee, who we do have on the line. I really appreciate him joining us. He's been getting some serious threats lately, and it's important for him to stay in the spotlight. So he joins us with his maiden voyage on video Skype. So it's like he's in the room, literally. We're going to him in just a few minutes. Real fast, Brenton, Texas, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, real quick before I get background noise, I just wanted to bring up a point that I think we have a lot of talk about containing this virus to the hospital, but I'm actually worried about what is stopping a sympathizer from going to the hospital, infecting themselves, and then going out into the public. It's obvious we're going to have a lot of sympathizers for the people with...
Yeah, you're going to have a lot of fellow traveler Al Gore eugenicists that think there's too many people, and you've got all these doctors and biologists that go to school and send us threatening letters saying we're going to wipe all the humans out. The FBI has gone and investigated people I've talked about on air. I mean, Bianca and others, but his graduate students that are now bioweapons workers. Why would you give somebody a bioweapon job who talks about how they want to kill everybody? See, this is 12 monkeys, folks. I'm telling you, it's a test run for that, or maybe the real deal. Did your phone come back, Brent?
Yes, sir, it did. Alex, one more quick point, if I could. I've seen one person die in my life up close, and that, I really believe it gave me post-traumatic stress. It severely affected me, and the doctors are seeing death en masse, and I could see how that could make somebody sympathize with the people that they're watching die, and seeing Americans' view on this, you know, currently within ignoring the situation that we're facing, I can see how that could push a doctor over the edge.
It's a disaster. I hear you. I'm going to get one more, then we're going to Plumlee. Let's go to Eddie in New York. Go ahead.
Yes, hi, sir.
Go ahead.
Yes, I'm here in New York, just working a few blocks away from our Ebola patient, is that? And I was thinking of giving the doctor maybe some credit, you know, maybe he decided to talk to somebody and say, yo, should I self-quarantine myself? And they said, no, go ahead, fly. So, but then you were saying that Doctors Without Borders is a CIA front, so that went out the window.
And well, I mean, listen, he probably, all I'm saying is, Why did this other nurse fly? Are they creating a fake narrative? Is this even accurate? Is this even real? Is it an Ebola simulant like Steele, former CIA operative, you know, said, or agent, said last week here? Or he actually said it a month ago, and then he came back last week. I don't know. We're trying to figure it out. It's just very suspicious. And they lie and say that he did self-quarantine when he didn't. The fix is in. Tosh Plumlee coming up. He'll be with us about 15 minutes of the next hour, so he gets a full hour. And then we've got Dr. Francis Boyle to talk about Ebola. He was already on a couple days ago. I want him back on because he's such an expert on biological weapons. That's all coming up today. Tosh Plumlee on Benghazi and more straight ahead.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
It's already too late. Criminals have kicked in your door and are now in your home. Before this happens, homeowners have a choice. One, do nothing and hope you aren't one of the 1.4 million families attacked each year. Or two, refuse to be a victim. And for as low as $59, reinforce your doors with Door Devils. Door Devils simply attach to existing door frames and have proven to stop the biggest bad guys from kicking in doors. Read our police testimonials of real-life events at DoorDevil.com. Alarms don't stop kick-ins. We do. DoorDevil.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Another major health threat, this one in Toledo, Ohio, where everybody in the entire city has been told not to drink the water.
Ohio's governor declaring a state of emergency.
Did you know that the average person uses about 80 to 100 gallons of water at home every single day? If there's a water emergency, will you be prepared?
Panicked residents forming long lines throughout the day.
We're here at a supermarket in Toledo. You can see the shelves empty where water once was.
To stay safe and healthy during a crisis, you must have access to safe, clean water. Water which will not be available at your local grocery store.
There's a mad dash on right now to stock up on supplies.
The ProPure Pro 1 G2.0 water filtration system is a must-have for every modern, independently minded household. Protect your family's safety during an emergency. Go to InfoWarsStore.com today to purchase your ProPure Pro 1 G2.0 water filtration system or call 1-888-253-3139.
Do you lay awake at night and worry about the health and safety of you and your loved ones? Do you wonder what would happen if you weren't able to get to a hospital or doctor? How can you keep your family safe against the deadly pathogens that are beginning to emerge in the world today? Give yourself peace of mind with Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver is turning heads around the world as a new weapon in the fight against bacteria, viruses, and fungus. Supernatural Silver can be taken internally or used topically to help the body's own immune system fight off disease much more effectively. Supernatural Silver has been tested at independent universities and laboratories around the world and has been proven to be safe and highly effective against some of the planet's deadliest pathogens. There is no better product to have in your home for daily use or emergency preparedness. Go to supernaturalsilver.com, use the code SILVER2014 for 20% off, and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
He's going for speed. She's all alone. All alone in a time of need. Because he's right.
Well, I'll tell you who's been going the distance, and he's with us for about 15 minutes into the next hour. That's William Tosh Plumlee. And he joins us now via video Skype for the TV viewers and radio listeners out there across the world. Again, I'm your host, Alex Jones. William Robert Tosh Plumlee. If I go over his whole bio, it would take an hour, but he's just a living legend, really, if you've studied this area of history. The 1950s, he worked as a contract pilot for the secret CIA flights, including some for William King Harvey, Tracy Barnes, and William Rip Robertson, and flew arms directly to Fidel Castro when the U.S. was backing him in Cuba prior to the overthrow of Batista. He was never an official CIA employee. After Castro, the U.S. turned against him. Tosh flew arms to Castro's opponents. In 62, he worked on Operation Mongoose as both a pilot and undercover CIA covert action group operative. He later worked as an undercover pilot in operation during the Ronald Reagan administration, drug war, flying arms, Nicaraguan Contras, and cocaine back to the United States. Of course, one of Gary Webb's sources he used. In what was to become known as the Iran-Contra scandal, Tosh flew arms to John Hull's ranch in Costa Rica, returning with loads of cocaine offloaded at U.S. air bases. In 77, Plumlee testified. See, he did all this after he testified to Frank Church and his Select Committee on Intelligence Activities. People ask, well, how could he do this? And also on the Plumlee testified that their assignment was to stop the planned assassination of John F. Kennedy. You could interview this guy for 50 hours. We got a long segment coming up, but this is a short one. And he explains how he's still alive. He's part of the White Hat government. And we could call it kind of the Pentagon-affiliated CIA group. And from my deep research and being a conduit through the years, I'm not part of any agency, never been trained by any agency, any group. I've had some family that was in the CIA and other groups. But I have always had sources in the FBI, Secret Service, CIA. I mean, you hear colonels, generals. I've had former chairman, Joint Chiefs of Staff on. The point is that the reason I'm alive, the reason Tosh is alive and others is that there is a light side to all this. The problem is the dark side's taking over. And I'm not putting words in his mouth. He said that before, and I found that to be true. Now, he first wants to respond to John McCain that attacked him in this short segment, and then we'll play the video next segment, and then we'll get into the latest on Iran-Contra, the latest on Gary Webb and the new film, Kill the Messenger, and the latest on Benghazi. That's really the big issue. His sources in NATO and in the military, the Pentagon, on what really happened there that's now been proven to be correct. A year after he said all this on the show, it's now come out about the Stinger missiles, you name it. So, Tosh, I've done a three-minute introduction. You got 3 minutes to break. What do you want to get into first?
Don't know where to start. I guess we'll start with McCone. Let me make one statement about your Ebola and the doctor. In my cases, when you fly into many, many different countries and you're there for a short time, something like that, you start to build up you're sensitized to believe that you're not going to come down with anything. Sometimes you're vaccinated, sometimes you're not. When you have hands-on, day in, day out, 24/7, in a situation like that, I've flown with some of the doctors on border doctors, and whether they're CIA or not, I mean, LCIA has filtrated everything out there, good and bad. But you'll see that they sort of get an attitude like, well, it's not going to happen to me. I've been dealing with these people. We went through this with the AIDS crisis in Africa. And then doctors especially began to think, well, I've been working this long with it, so I'm not going to catch it. In other words, I'm immune to it or whatever. And that could be because of lack of education and not knowing how serious this particular strain of Ebola is. There's many different strains of Ebola. Now, whether they're used as warfare or whatever, I wouldn't know that. And I'm not taking up for the doctor. I think he used bad judgment in going out and making contact. But I think it was probably more in good intentions because he honestly believed that he could not be infected.
So he's probably a great guy and a hero, just thought he was bulletproof.
Well, that happens to all of us. Some of us that say that we think that we're bulletproof, we find out we're not, regardless of what's out there.
By the way, we're going to break, and I'll give you the floor when we come back. But okay. Talk about bulletproof. You have been doing covert operations since the 50s and are still doing it. Amazing. You've led a charmed life, I think.
Well, the reason, real fast, I know you're going to break. The reason for this is to put it out in the sunshine before the fact. We'll get into some of this stuff about Webb and so on like that, and my personal feelings along those lines. It's not easy to know these things and then keep them suppressed.
Exactly. I know the feeling. Stay there. William Robert talks bluntly. We'll give you his Facebook and more straight ahead.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys three square meal unit sale is just a ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 126 serving three square meals unit. One case normally $164.37, sale price at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get two or three cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guys Fall Chili Special. Always free shipping to the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the Fall Chili Special and three square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze dried and dehydrated foods available for long term storage, period.
From the water table to our soils to the atmosphere itself, our world is becoming more and more toxic each and every day. But it's not just the air outside that's toxic. Indoor air has been shown to have 2 to 5 times higher concentrations of pollutants than even outdoor air. And most Americans spend 90% of their time inside using toxic chemicals within their homes. There are more than 42 million smokers in the United States. Well over 1,000 types of mold and mildew linked to numerous conditions. And don't forget the fact that 6 million Americans live with pets they're allergic to as well. When I began to research these statistics, it was clear to me it was time to start cleansing my lungs in order to combat the toxic environment that we cannot escape but that we can fight back against. Made with organic and wild cultivated herbs and manufactured in the USA, the new InfoWars Life Lung Cleanse is here in a convenient spray bottle that can be brought with you throughout any toxic environment. Now available exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
With William Robert Tosh Plumley, facebook.com/Robert.Plumley. And he's had a mess with his site, block it. He's been recently threatened. I don't know how much he wants to say on air. I hope he says it all, because I don't even like knowing what he told me and then not being able to say it. I think he's probably going to tell you what his latest information is, because he's a pretty smart guy. Long before I was born, he understood to get it out there, and then you're not in as much danger. Plus, you've done the right thing. But William Robert Tosh Plumlee is our guest. He wants to deal with John McCain first. We'll play the clip when he calls for it. Sandwiched in with Colonel Schaefer, confirming what Plumlee has said, and sandwiched in with another guest as well, getting into what really happened with Benghazi. But Plumlee's talked directly to a NATO officer and others. We're just going to leave it at that. And it's all been confirmed what he's been saying the last few years now. And so he's been threatened by the Justice Department, you name it. All right, I'm going to give you the floor, sir. Go ahead and break down the whole McCain situation.
Okay, thanks a lot, Alex, for having me back on your show. I do appreciate it. However, I was, as you know, a little bit reluctant to continue to go on interviews. Number one, I do not do interviews with mainstream media. That's my personal feelings. I do not trust them. They've demonstrated to me in the past that they're more interested, in my opinion, more interested in spin, entertainment, and some of the editors have been infiltrated. We'll leave it at that on that. So I'll come on alt media. I have more respect for alt media, even though you have to be highly vetted in order to put stuff out on alt media. But anyway, that's not the issue. I've been called over the years the CIA's Forrest Gump because of what I've been involved with in one form or another for, good gosh, in and out over 45, 50 years, longer than that. Why do I still be engaged in things like this? There's a thing called method and procedures, and when they need people for the dark side, if you want to call it that, then they call upon people like, not so much me now, but young people, younger than I am, they call upon them to carry out special ops. And those ops have been infiltrated by political influence over the years. I saw that coming many, many years ago. I saw some of the operations that we were involved with. It became illegal when I started flying cocaine back into this country to carry on an operation in violation of the Bolin Amendment. I began to have a little bit of a conscience about that. So I started trying to put information out there before the fact, not to prove anything, but just mainly to protect myself, because I saw what was happening to other people, character assassination, in some cases outright assassination, when they didn't go along with the status quo and the infiltration that was starting in those early years back in the 50s through the 60s, whether it be military-industrial complex, whether it be CIA operations, COGS, or whatever you want to call them, UC operations. But those operations, instead of becoming military intelligence operations and gathering intelligence for the welfare and protection of this country from national security, they become migrated into special ops for political gain. Then we started getting incompetent people in strategic positions in the intelligence community. So anyway, I don't know if that, you know, brings up a date on anything. The reason that I decided to go in here and talk, I was, a person sent me a clip, and Senator McCain, and I was asked a question about Stinger, about missiles, about weapons, actually. And the statement come back he made, Plumlee, referencing me, said, "Pigs fly and the sun rises in the west." Okay, I understand the situation of that comment or what he's trying to say. But tell me outright, Mr. McCain, I challenge you. In other words, the information that I had about missiles going to the wrong places came 2 years ago. It was, I think, even talked about on your show, Alex.
Yeah, we talked about it here first with you, yes.
Yes, right. And at that point, I started getting a little heat. Politicians did not want to hear this. It was not with the administration. It was not the policy of the administration at that point in time. The CIA's Forrest Gump was talking again about things he knew absolutely nothing about. Well, about a year later, it was confirmed. Another thing that was confirmed around that time was the training bases that was inside Jordan and was also safe houses in Turkey and Jordan where U.S. weapons and also Russian weapons were being stored in these safe houses, and they were also had training sites at various places located in Syria, Jordan, and Turkey. Now, where did that information come from? That information didn't come from our intelligence. It came from NATO intelligence and other sources, including the French. In these areas. And being that they were heavily engaged in this, and there was also a war getting ready to start in the Ukraine, a friend of mine that had worked with me, I'd worked with him in Mexico on Task Force 7, Fort Bliss, Texas, was transferred over there into drone school. And then he contacted me again one day and said, "You won't believe what's going on over here. We're moving weapons. They're coming in on C-130s. We're building up a secret army over here." And I first thought, wow, man, this is, you know, it's got to be vetted. I mean, I could go out here and talk about it and so on like that. So then I had another source, separate source, from military out of the Pentagon, and run that through him. And he looked at me and said, "Where did you get the information?" And I said, "All I'm trying to do is vet the information." And so then I thought, well, I better go out and vet it out public. So then later on, a few other things come out with the Mexican situation, the release of Carl Quintero and the Shorty Guzman thing and all that kind of stuff. And then Fox News asked me to go on, and I did go on camera with them and talked about that. Had nothing to do with Benghazi. But even in that interview, I mentioned Benghazi. I mentioned the Stinger missiles, and I even said the amount, 400 missing. Now, the reporter in the news clip, he said 15,000. They referenced Stinger missiles. There was 15,000 hard impact weapons that was transferred over there. Within those 15,000 weapons, hard core weapons, if you want to call it that.
Anti-tank, anti-armor, penetration, anti-aircraft.
All that, and tanks. I mean,
High energy,
high impact weapons, and embedded within that 15,000 on those shipments that were there a year and a half before all this started breaking, was the Stinger missiles. And then we found out that from the second source that worked with NATO, out of the Pentagon, that there had been a series of reports that Ambassador Stevens had sent back to proper channels and through the intelligence community. Now, I want to get this straight here. This was information from hardworking undercover boots on the ground intelligence operatives with the CIA and with other organizations that had gathered this information over a long period of time. Their responsibility is to pass this information up through proper channels, which they did. However, the information that the intelligence community, I'm talking about the U.S. intelligence community, in joint with the NATO forces, they didn't want to hear that because it was contrary to the administration. And then the president at that point had made a statement that these were little old kids playing around with over there and that there was nothing to it, and downplayed it because it did not fit into the political structure at that particular time. So therefore, State Department sat on it, POTUS sat on it, and this whole administration sat on it. I wasn't going to push on this until McCain made his statement. So now McCain made his statement, and you can play it anytime you want to. He knew the people that those weapons were going to, and they were good people. That statement was made at the same time American tanks were pushing in on Baghdad. At the same time, those people over there were cutting off people's heads and lining up the soldiers that happened to get captured and shooting them in mass graves. Okay, no comment from this administration. That's an intelligence failure, right? So blame it on the intelligence community. In other words, I'm not taking up for CIA, and I'm not taking up for any organization. I'm trying to put out the facts here the way that they came down the pike. So I thought, well, what am I going to do? I mean, this information is out there. Mainstream media cannot touch it, will not touch it, for whatever reasons, because lose your career, lose your job. Only people that talk about this stuff are retired people that's been through it. So anyhow, I don't want to eat up all your time just blabbering here. But
no, you're not. It's important to give all the background on this. We'll play the McCain clip right here. This is reporters about a week ago. They sent us the video. We premiered it. It's up on Infowars.com. If radio listeners want to see it. And it's sandwiched in between two of our expert guests backing up what Plumlee has said. One of them, Madsen, formerly with the NSA. And then, of course, Colonel Schaefer, Lieutenant Colonel Schaefer, who was on just a few weeks ago, hours after briefing Congress, who is fully aware of everything that's going on right now. Let's go ahead and go to this clip.
Well, first off, there's a realization, Alex, and you can probably figure all of our options for Syria are bad. I mean, I don't want to get into details or get into trouble, but there's people been fired over telling the truth to the White House saying, look, these are the options we have, and and they're all bad. And by the way, getting involved directly is just going to make things worse, you know. So the whole idea of arming these folks, and let's be honest here, there's clear evidence in my judgment that the Libya consulate that was attacked on the 9/11 anniversary was very much involved in moving, you know, obtaining surface air missiles and other arms from the Libyans and transferring it via the Turks to the rebels in Syria. I just don't think it's in our interest to be doing that sort of thing based on the fact, as you mentioned, Alex, the chances are pretty good it's all going to come back and bite us someday.
Senator, how do we know that the arms that are going to the Syrian rebels are not going to get into the hands of ISIS?
Because if we had people who could were there to funnel it to the right people, and I know these people, and I know who they are, and I know how to do it, and so do other people. It's this administration that doesn't want to do it, that is sending them to certain death when they're training them and not preventing Bashar Assad from barrel bombing them. It's disgraceful.
Do you have any comments about the arms deal from Benghazi getting into the hands of the Syrian rebels?
That didn't happen.
The 15,000 Stinger missiles?
No, it didn't happen. It didn't happen. Why would you think such a thing? Somebody is really not informing you well.
Tosh Plumlee of the CIA said that the 15,000 Stinger missiles got into the hands of the Syrian.
Yes, and he also said pigs fly and the sun comes up in the west. Sure.
On blackmail. Oh, yes, absolutely. You mentioned McCain. And what do they got on this guy? I mean, obviously, he's blackmailed 3 ways from Sunday. They know he was singing like a canary to his North Vietnamese captors. For 6 months, he was giving operational schedules for U.S. attack flights into North Vietnam. He also was responsible for the terrible fire on the USS Forrestal that killed over 200 naval personnel, and he was the first guy taken off because they knew he was responsible because of his hotshot antics. They call him Johnny Wet Start because he would flame his engine out as a form of hazing.
All right. So sandwiched between those two experts, we had the clip with the Nolan report where they brought up Tosh Plumlee, and that's what McCain had to say to that. Please continue with your statements on that, and then let's move into the latest on Benghazi, the latest on Gary Webb, CIA drug trafficking, with Tosh Plumlee. Tosh?
Okay, so after that statement, I was going to, you know, number one, I've never had anything against McCain. I'm not a conspiracy or wherever he did this, he did that, so like that. In fact, at one time, I had a lot of respect for him. But I saw after he got in and the colleagues that he worked with, special interest took over. Whatever happened, I lost a lot of respect for him. That statement right there, knowing that this information had already been vetted and was before the fact, as much as a year and a half, that those missiles and that hardware was being pilfered or given to the radical factions that eventually become ISA. Now, they built an army within 2 years with our weapons and some of the Russian weapons. They didn't overrun all these bases. I have one question about overrunning a base. Anybody that's ever served in a hot spot in the country knows that the first thing you do when you're overrun, you get rid of all the paperwork, and you damn well get rid of all the weapons if you got to blow them up. So that wasn't done. It wasn't done by the Iraqis as they moved out. And also the other part of those weapons over there that was being sent to the Middle East, they were not monitored. I was according to the direct commercial sales and the foreign energy report to make it legal in order to ship those weapons. They're supposed to be monitored at all times to make sure that they do not get into the ISA hands, right? There is a violation. And there is a failure right there. Point one, the weakest link in the chain. That's the failure. We did not monitor those weapons. Now, whether it was a conspiracy to arm these people, I don't know. I don't get into conspiracies. I'm trying to stay strictly on the fact was that the information came from NATO through our intelligence community, passed up through proper channels, that these weapons were getting in radical hands. Ambassador Stevens found out about this. He had a contact that could buy back, quote, some of the Stinger missiles. He sent dispatches to Washington, D.C., and I don't care what they say up there, many dispatches, he and others, and even some NATO people, and some people that was working with the French. Also confirmed those reports to Washington, D.C., to the U.S. State Department, and they sat on it. and that actually told the operatives on the
Tosh, I don't want to have a conspiracy theory here. Hold on one second.
Number one, it didn't go in with them.
Your Skype cut out right when you got into the new information. You've never gone this far. Your Skype cut out for about 20 seconds right when you got into the confirmation that this was happening and they sat on it. Your audio cut out. Please repeat.
Okay. This information from the intelligence community and the undercover operatives that work with NATO and other sources inside the Middle East that had put their lives on the line to gather that intelligence, passed it through proper channels to Washington, D.C., the current sitting administration, and also to some of the senators that was not supposed to be monitoring what's going on. That information was on more than one from multiple sources written and sent to the State Department complaining about what Ambassador Stevens had said, that he had an opportunity through sources to buy back the Stinger missiles or some of the Stinger missiles. So the administration came out and said the intelligence community's information was totally wrong. You've had some people from the Pentagon. This information came from the Pentagon. This information was leaked by retirees that had worked the operation as much as 4 years ago. They were concerned about the weapons being lost and getting in the wrong hands. They are the very people that said that somebody was training people in Jordan and in Turkey. That's why the Turks don't want to play with us too much, because it's going to expose this. Those documents, those letters, those asking what do we do, the information on memos was sent to, quote, this administration.
Stay there. This is incredible. And you're listening to one of the main Iran-Contra witnesses, ladies and gentlemen. Stay there. Tosh Plumlee. We'll be right back.
This hour brought to you by InfidelBodyArmor.com. When it hits the fan, don't be left without the body armor that will save your life. With prices starting at just $374.99 and ships free. Get yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
Hi, Ted Anderson with Midas Resources. Is it time to convert paper 401ks and IRAs to solid gold and silver yet? Get our 10 Reasons book free. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi folks, Alex Jones here with some important information. I want to tell you about Matt Redhawk and his team of patriots over at My Patriot Supply. Several years ago, Matt was sitting in his two-bedroom apartment, frustrated with the direction this country was headed, and the charlatans willing to sell us out for a quick buck. Deciding to take action, a company run by patriots for patriots was born. My Patriot Supply has never taken a loan or accepted outside funding. They now operate two distribution facilities and employ over 50 hardworking American men and women. It is rare to find companies who practice what they preach. And that's why I stock my pantry with high-quality storable foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today for special offers on emergency food storage, or call their preparedness specialist at 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Do business with someone who shares your values. MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex.
Digestive health is key to wellness, and ProEM1 is the key to digestive health. ProEM1 is a daily liquid probiotic that improves food absorption and supports weight loss by removing toxins from your system. Recommended by doctors, ProEM1 is 100% natural, organic, non-GMO, wheat, soy, gluten, and dairy-free. Call us today at 888-611-8025 or visit ProEM1.com to save over $25 on your order. That's 888-611-8025 or ProEM1.com.
I'm watching and waiting for the right time to take everything you own. I love a dark house.
Don't be the next victim of a break-in. Go to FakeTV.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone is inside watching TV and makes your home unappealing to would-be thieves.
Don't these people ever leave?
Starting at $24.95, and there's free shipping. Go to FakeTV.com or ask for it at your local hardware store. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Different agencies in the military, but clearly it's gotten more immoral over the years. And everything that Tosh Plumlee 2 years ago began to talk about, he came out and said, I'm not like the others. I'm not going to be a coward. I'm not going to go along. I've talked to all these senior people, NATO, Pentagon, you name it, and they say it's these missiles. Well, that's what Schaefer was saying right at the time. And then they called him in and screamed at him and a bunch of stuff and told him, don't go back on that show. He still comes on. He's the guy that ran the anti-Al-Qaeda bin Laden unit. Well, now it's all come out. So they changed the name of Al-Qaeda to ISIS to confuse everybody, Al-Qaeda in Iraq. And now Tosh Plumlee's here, and he's going to be with us at least 20 minutes into the next hour. Then I'll go to your calls. We have another guest joining us. But I hope Tosh gets into some of the stuff that was relayed to me through the reporters that were talking to him and why he's pretty concerned for his life right now because... obviously, even knowing this information is not good for my health, so I'm sure he's going to talk about it. I'm not trying to push him to, but if he's got a reason not to, please tell me. But it's pretty dangerous stuff, and it's just par for the course where this civilization society have gone. We're going to go to him here in just a moment. Before I go any further, we are listener-supported. We try to sell the highest quality water filters like ProPure with 10% off promo code WATER with the InfoWars Life products, high quality Survival Shield Mason Iodine for boosting your body's natural defenses, Super Male Vitality. The DNA Force, I believe, from the literature and the research, is the most powerful for boosting your immune system. And it's just really amazing because you know you want to boost your immune system, not just deal with something once you have it. InfoWarsLife.com, a true nutraceutical DNA Force. You've heard the rave reviews from listeners on Oxy Powder, you name it. Try out the whole family of InfoWarsLife.com products, from Survival Shield X2 to Super Female Vitality, Fluoride Shield, you name it, Silver Bullet, a Colloidal Silver, Lung Cleanse, all of it available at InfoWarsLife.com. Tosh, this is a short segment coming up, long segment after that, but I know you were talking about you just did your job, you checked all these sources, you've been doing flights. You know, as we speak, you're talking to people. It all comes out to be accurate. McCain makes fun of you, attacks you. Obviously, the intelligence community knows if Al-Qaeda gets stingers, they're going to shoot down airplanes. That's going to be a big issue. They want to stop it, not just to be good guys, but so they don't get the blame. And then why would the government, why would Obama, why would the State Department think that this wouldn't blow back on them and they could just have Stevens killed and covered it up?
Because they're incompetent and they have no idea what they're messing with and they have no idea how to run this war. And they put people in strategic positions that are not qualified, and therefore we have what they call intelligence failures. What I'm saying, it's not an intelligence failure. It's a political failure at the highest levels. We have no leadership. We have no direction. We have absolutely no plan. Now, you mentioned about the Pentagon. Some of my sources are friends of, hell, some of them are the children of some of the people that I flew with way back when. So I do have a little bit of a lineage of a contact. But it's very important for me to make sure that I get my dots in the right places, because character assassination is out there in the wings just waiting for me to screw up. So, now, back to the, okay, if you remember, around the time when we had some of the people from the Pentagon and the intelligence community coming forward, trying to tell the American
people... Keep it right there, I'm sorry, we had to go to break. The breaks are all at the end and the start of the hours. We're back in 60, 70 seconds, we'll go right to you. Todd Plumlee's our guest, tell friends and family, tune in. This is a huge whistleblowing.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
The experts are clear. Sunlight, purified water, healthy non-GMO food, and having a good attitude is essential to a healthy immune system. But I go further with Super Nascent Iodine X2 from InfoWarsLine.com. 50% stronger than our original and revolutionary Nascent Iodine formula, coming from a deep earth crystal source that no other supplier has. Most other forms of iodine come from seaweed in areas plagued by Fukushima and other contaminants. Not our iodine. It comes from over 200 million year old crystal salt deposits and is tested and proven to be completely pure. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today. See the informational videos. Read the information there compiled. And for a limited time, when you use promo code NOW at checkout, you get an additional 5% off the entire family of InfoWarsLife.com products. Secure your Survival Shield X2 today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.